It is your KORN News Radio Sports for this Wednesday, November 26th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. 16th-ranked Dakota Wesleyan women's basketball would pick up a top 10 win last night on the road, defeating 9th-ranked Briar Cliff, 79-70. The Tigers outscored Briar Cliff 19-11 in the fourth quarter after ending the third quarter with a one-point lead. Riley Rosenquist finished with a game-high 24 points. She was 10 of 11 from the foul line, while Avery Broughton had a double-double with 16 points and 13 rebounds on 6 of 7 shooting. Meanwhile, the Wesleyan men, they would lose a high-scoring game, 90-81 to Briar Cliff last night. The Tiger men fall to 5-4 on the season. All five of Wesleyan starters scored in double digits, led by Randy Rosenquist Jr., who had 19 points and 14 rebounds. Dakota Wesleyan basketball will be at Dakota State coming up next Tuesday, December 2nd, for a doubleheader. Women's game starts at 5 o'clock. South Dakota State volleyball lost their first match of the season versus a Summit League team last night at home, 3-1 to St. Thomas in the Summit League Volleyball Tournament Championship. With that win, St. Thomas gets the automatic bid from the Summit League into the NCAA Volleyball Tournament. However, despite the loss, SDSU still has a shot to get into the NCAA's as an at-large selection as they finish the year with a 23-4 record, and they are currently ranked 30th in RPI. Sylvie Guntz led the Jackrabbits with 19 kills, while Madison Burr had 14 kills and 7 blocks. St. Thomas improves to 21-9 on the season, and they advance to the NCAA tournament for the first time in their Division I school history. Also a big win last night for 17th-ranked South Dakota State Wrestling as they picked up their first dual win versus Minnesota since 1974 last night with an 18-14 victory over the 7th-ranked Gophers. The duel came down to the heavyweight match with SDSU's Luke Rasmussen defeating Minnesota's Coy Kopke 7-5. Jackrabbit Wrestling is off this week before heading to Vegas for the Cliff Keen Vegas Invites December 5th and the 6th. South Dakota State men's basketball would get blown out yesterday versus Utah Valley 75-52 at the Cancun Challenge in Mexico. The Jackrabbits were outscored 46-28 in the second half after only being down 5 at halftime. Matthew Moores was the only Jackrabbit in double figures yesterday. He finished with 10 points as SDSU shot 33% from the field. Jackrabbit men take on UC Irvine later tonight at 7:30. We'll have it for you right here on KORN. And USD women's basketball stayed undefeated on the season with a 73-41 home win last night versus Arkansas Pine Bluff. Angelina Robles led the Coyotes with a game-high 21 points, 6 rebounds, and 5 assists. Coyotes are now 7-0 on the season. They'll be at Wyoming coming up on Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m. Central Time. For more sports, check us out online, kornradio.com. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.